Welcome to Marbella with him and her. He is
PJ Lopez and she is
Hannah Murray. And welcome to episode 2.
Episode 2 already. I can't believe a week has shot by that quickly.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Thank you all so much for the amazing response we've had. Really positive response from people all around the world saying how much they enjoyed episode 1. It was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, very, very humbling, to be honest. And I can't believe we got somebody that sent us a photo from Miami listening to it in the car. I mean, that is wow.
We've gone global, baby.
Yes.
So here we are again, talking about our week and goings on in Marbella, what we're up to, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just to give you a bit of an insight into two people that live in Marbella since 2012. No,
that's how long we've been together. 2020.
Oh, yeah, that's why it feels like a lifetime.
2003 we moved
2003.
Here.
So yes, we've been here for
two
a while.
Normal people.
Well, two people in Marbella.
Our really interesting, riveting lives. You went to the gym this week, twice.
I did go to the... Well, I don't know if you can call it the gym, really. I went to a couple of classes.
Yeah, well, that's good. At the gym. That's fine.
Yes, it was at the gym.
Because you hurt your back. He hurt his back.
Yes.
So he hasn't been able to exercise. And you've been feeling it, haven't you? You've been really wanting to do stuff. But...
Yeah, I mean, I when you say hurt my back, so it was when I was carrying something just after New Year. Carrying something quite heavy down the stairs.
Not me, hasten to add.
No.
I'd be offended. Heavy.
I'm not saying anything more about what I was carrying, but I carried it in the wrong way, because you're meant to carry things in a certain way, aren't you? And I didn't. I leant back carrying something heavy, put all the weight onto the base of my spine, and that left me with some pretty serious sciatica.
Mm.
And that hurts. I mean, even standing in one position really hurts.
Yeah, really struggled with it.
And when I was looking into how to alleviate it, one of the things they kept saying is stretching, and in particular, doing Pilates.
So I do Pilates, so I said, why don't you come with me to a class? So you were a bit nervous, because it was a big thing for you.
Well, I don't think, apart from pre-wedding, where we did a few classes to try and get a little bit fitter.
Yeah, we did some body
I haven't been
classes.
To a class at all, especially in this new gym that we've been going to.
Yeah, we go to the Supera gym. So it's one of the community gyms. So much cheaper than all the other gyms. We pay like €55 a month for the two of us.
It's a family membership. So yeah. I think if we had children, that would include them as well. So it's a great deal.
Yeah, it's really good. Highly recommend. And I think once you join one, you can go to any Supera gym around the country. So if you travel or you're on holiday or whatever, that's really, really good.
Yeah, when I go on holiday, I will not be going to the gym.
No, fair point. So how did you get on with Pilates?
I think I did okay. It was tough. It wasn't aerobic.
No.
So I didn't come out of breath or whatever. But
no.
I did come out with my hips hurting quite a lot. And I think that was the scissors that we had to do in the air and put your legs in a very unnatural position. And maybe it was... I mean, it's similar to yoga. Some of the positions I say are similar to yoga. One of the biggest things I found out... So when we first got in there, we bumped into somebody we knew.
Oh, yes, we bumped into a friend of ours who was very excited to see us both at Pilates, having listened to the podcast the week before.
I'm very honoured, because she's never listened to a podcast before.
Yes, so that was nice.
Probably won't again after that.
Yes, and she said... Well, you know, don't worry, PJ, you'll be fine. The biggest thing I can say to you is if you get through the class without farting, you've done well.
So not only was I feeling a little bit nervous about Pilates, I was even
scared
more nervous. Why? What was going to happen? And yeah, having done it, I can see why that could be an issue, because you're doing lots of sort of like sitting down, laying down, sitting up quickly.
There's a lot of moving
legs
around.
In the air, bottoms in the air.
Yeah.
The thing is... It's quite a mature group, isn't it?
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
No.
I was the least mature there.
Yes.
In every way possible, probably.
So you can see why flatulence might be a bit of an issue.
That's a bit ageist.
Listen, I didn't make up biology. It's just one of those things.
I think we should stop talking about flatulence. Anyway, we both and everyone else got in the room, got through it without farting. So
yes.
Well done us.
Yeah, well done us.
Yeah, brilliant. You also went back for more, but you did a virtual bike class with me on Saturday.
Again, yesterday. Wasn't sure what to expect from a virtual bike. I didn't know if there was actually going to be a bike, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. There were actual bikes there. It's virtual because instead of having a teacher, you're following a teacher on a screen.
I'm still not sure whether he was a real person or a computer-generated image.
Good point.
Couldn't really tell, but he talked a lot.
He did.
And kept talking about breathing and all sorts of different things like that. And then he would make a stand up and then sit down and a stand up and then sit down and then put extra strength on and stand up and then sit down. It was tough.
Yeah, it is tough. And it's a completely different workout to Pilates. As you say, Pilates, you weren't out of breath, weren't really sweating much. But this is like full on cardio, sweating, out of breath, you know, really going for it. Really, really good. I love it.
I did sit down on one of the stand-up bits, though, because I was done.
Yeah, fair enough. It's tricky. When we're exercising and stuff like this, the idea is that you don't want to eat bad food. You know, we try and eat quite healthily, but this week we've sort of gone off the rails a little bit.
Well, yeah, a few times. I'm going to blame you for this, because at the beginning of the week, after work,
I came in and you were sitting there with no top on. I was like, what's going on?
So before I got dressed to go for a walk, I was in my shorts.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I'm going for a walk. Would you like to come? And Hannah sort of, yeah, I would. Let me just get my purse. Okay. Whatever turns you on, I guess, when you go for a walk. You want your purse. Now I know why she wanted a purse. Because when we got to the end of the boulevard on the first part of our walk, well, say the first part, that was the walk.
That was the walk, yeah. Yeah,
we ended up in a restaurant with a bottle of wine and cheese balls.
And deep fried cheese balls. But I have to say, the best fried goat cheese balls you will ever have in Marabierta, which is along the front in San Pedro, along the Paseo. So good. I wanted to order more.
Yes, I had to stop you ordering more because not only did my walk for health not turn into a walk for health, it turned into a walk, drink a bottle of wine, eat cheese balls, and then waddle home and then have dinner.
Less of the waddling.
Another set of cheese balls would have just pushed us over the edge.
Yeah, fair enough. But you also, you work in Guadalmina a couple of times a week, and you always bring a little cheeky snack home with you, and you brought home some mini eggs. And you can't, you have to eat the whole pack. It's mandatory.
It says on the packet, once you open these, you must consume in one sitting.
I would love to know if there is anyone out there who buys those small packets of mini eggs, has a couple, and then puts a peg on it and puts it in the cupboard.
Now, I think you're weird saying puts a peg on it. I think that's just a thing we do. So when we open crisps or anything, to keep them fresh, we roll the packet and put a peg on it.
Why would we be the only people that do that? Of course, everybody does that. How else would you keep it fresh?
Well, I don't know, but it just seems like a peg is a weird thing to do.
I bet everyone uses pegs. And also, you brought back hot cross buns this week.
At your request, I might add.
Oh, stop it. They're so good.
So we have a British supermarket where things obviously get shipped over from the UK, and they're frozen. So these have been frozen, these hot cross buns. And it says on the packet quite clearly, defrosted, you must consume within 3 days.
So we did.
Yep.
Just following instructions.
Yes.
We've been watching a programme this week on Channel 4 called The Jury Murder Trial.
Amazing.
It was so good, wasn't it? I loved it. I love a courtroom drama. And this was based on an actual case, an actual murder trial, which happened a while ago. But they had actors.
They had actors playing the parts, but it was all the actual facts. And it was a replica of the actual trial.
Yeah. And they had a jury there. So they had members of the public, 12 people who were the kind of people who would make up a jury, so a mixture of ages and backgrounds and things like that. But little did they know, there was another jury, so there was an experiment. They had two jurors working.
They called it a social experiment.
Yeah. And the idea was to see inside a jury, to see how people would come up with a verdict, and also to see if the two juries would come up with the same verdict.
And just to assess the sort of judicial system that we have in the UK.
And there were definitely some questions afterwards, wasn't there?
Oh, I should say so. We're not going to say any more because we don't want to give it away, but it's a great watch. So yeah, highly recommend that, The Jury.
Yeah, really loved that. And one of our favourite programmes is Race Across the World.
Oh, it involves travel, often it involves food, lots of arguments.
Is that why we like it?
Yeah. No, it's a great show because people literally have a start point and an end point each leg of the race, they start obviously somewhere different and they have to get to somewhere else. And usually along the way, they've got some tasks and trials and a budget to do it.
Yeah, they don't have much money to do it. And it looks great fun. And I saw an advert this week, someone posted on social media for they're looking for new contestants for the next series of Race Across the World. And I got so excited. I got like butterflies in my tummy thinking, shall we apply? Shall we apply? But you have to be UK residents.
And we're not.
No.
And we're not saying we're not. Not
we are for this specific for this reason. So if you're a UK resident and you enjoy watching Race Across the World,
apply.
Oh, definitely. Looks amazing. It was International Women's Day this week, which was nice.
It's always International Women's Day in our house.
Ah, I'll take that as a compliment.
Yes.
Yes, dear. There were lots of events happening all over the place, and it's nice. There's so many inspirational women in Spain along the Costa del Sol, and lots of business women, and it's a great opportunity to kind of get together, socialise, network, that kind of thing. So I went to the Hard Rock Hotel Marbella, which is actually in Puerto Banús. It was the old H10, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Andalusia Plaza it used to be called, and they rebranded it and revamped it as a Hard Rock Hotel.
Mm. And it's cool, you know, if you've never been into a Hard Rock Hotel, there's memorabilia all around the place of singers, and you know, there's Jennifer Lopez's trousers I saw, which were quite, but they look really small.
Yeah, I reckon that's when she was about 12 years old.
Because she's got, you know, she's got a bit of a bottom.
She's famous for having the bottom.
Exactly, absolutely. And I looked at these trousers and I thought, well, I couldn't get in them. They look tiny.
Right, so yeah, we want them authenticated, please, J-Lo. Do you know my cousin is Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I have a cousin and she's called Jennifer and her surname is Lopez.
I love that. I love that. Well, I remember when we got married, I really wanted to adopt the nickname H-Lo, but it didn't happen.
No.
No.
We just call you her now.
That's my name, her. So yes, anyway, Soul Sisters did this event at the HRH Marbella and it was fabulous. And I bought a hat and I'm not a hat person.
She's not a hat person. Believe me, she's not a hat person.
I literally put it on to prove a point that I wasn't a hat person. The first one I put on, it was like, yeah, no, you're not a hat person. And then this one, me and my friend were like, oh, actually, it's all right.
Yeah, I would say it does suit you.
It's different. So it's white and it's got like a pink rim. Oh, no, that sounded really...
Yeah. To be fair, we've all got a pink rim, haven't we?
Oh, God. No.
Around our hats.
Stop it.
You cut in,
Okay, moving on. So yes, that was from Angel Clothing, Adele. She's got so many beautiful things. I love her stuff. And talking of clothes,
we're talking about hats.
Yes, last night we didn't wear as many clothes. We went to a pyjama party.
Yes, first ever pyjama party for me.
At our age.
No, I've never been to one before.
No, it just seems like a funny thing for adults to do, a pyjama party.
Well, your dad came.
Yes, he did. And he brought a teddy bear with him. If we didn't feel strange enough in pyjamas, I think he had a teddy bear to protect him.
And I've got to say, if you did bump into him in a dark alley, you would probably want to run. He did look a bit like a serial killer.
Holding on to his teddy bear.
The Teddy Bear Killers. I mean, that would be a great program, wouldn't it, really?
Don't. Today, we had a delicious Sunday lunch at the Hogan Stand. If you're looking for somewhere to have Sunday lunch...
Well, there's only one place. Yeah. It's got to be.
They do it so, so well.
They were so busy. Oh.
They literally, there was queues. There was queues of people wanting a table. We run, I don't think we mentioned it last week, we run the San Pedro Guide.
Which is a guide to San Pedro.
Well done. We're so clever, aren't we?
We are, yeah. If you want any business ideas, you just get in touch.
People are always asking us where to go for Sunday lunch, and yeah, definitely the Hogan Stand, and you wouldn't be disappointed. We absolutely loved it there. And we realised there were 7 of us around the table, and it was Mother's Day today, and not one of us has a mother anymore.
Alive, no. All of our mothers are in heaven.
Yeah, and I thought that was really sad.
Yeah, it is. It's wow. I mean, it obviously happens to everybody as you get older. You know, we all lose our parents, but we're not actually that sort of old.
No.
I mean, I'm older than you, and a couple of people were older than me. It's no age at all to, you know, I lost my mother when she was just 70.
Yeah.
And same for you.
Yeah, we both lost our, even though we're a few years apart, our mothers...
Why are you smirking when you say
well,
that?
Well, I didn't want to say. Our mothers were both 70 when they passed.
I don't mind being a toy boy. There's nothing wrong with that.
You wish. My mum passed just coming up to 2 years ago, and I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I've actually had a really emotional day today. So
yeah, it has been quite a tough day. Thoughts to everybody out there that was celebrating Mother's Day or not celebrating Mother's Day that haven't actually got a living mother. We feel for you, and
definitely,
hearts go out to you.
Absolutely. It's coming up to St. Patrick's Day.
Our favourite time of the year, because we are adopted Irish.
We've decided. No one's adopted us, we've just decided.
It's like a young barmaid there that I did ask to adopt me so that I could get an Irish passport.
You
but
did,
she
but
did
she
turn
said
me
no.
Down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you want a fun place to go, definitely. We'll be there all day. They're opening at 11, I think Ross said.
Yes, so we'll be queuing up outside the door.
Yep, to get a table.
St. Patrick's Day means you can drink Guinness at 11 a.m. It's not frowned upon.
We can't be encouraging drinking. That's not good.
A non-alcoholic Guinness is not frowned upon.
They do non-alcoholic, don't they?
They do now, yes. And I have had it.
And it's all right, isn't it?
I didn't mind it.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And they've got live music throughout the day, Irish stew. And yeah, it's going to be fun. Great crack, as they say.
Yeah, we like a good crack.
And my St. Patrick's Day quiz, I do an Irish quiz on the Thursday leading up to St. Patrick's Day. So if you like quizzing and you're Irish, then definitely get involved.
You don't have to be Irish to
go
and get a quiz.
No, I know. Okay.
It's good fun, whatever nationality you are. It's just that the questions will all be related to Ireland.
Yes. So it's particularly fun for Irish.
Yes.
And also next week, I know you're really excited about Cheltenham Festival.
Yes, it's one of my favourite horse racing events of the year. And I might even have a little 50p each way flutter.
Steady on. Tell you, one thing I never need to worry about is PJ becoming a serial gambler. I remember coming home once and PJ was watching the racing and I started talking. He said, no, hold on, don't talk. I've got a bet on with this horse. Oh, yes, come on. Yes. And I was all excited. He was jumping around and, oh, what's happened? How much have we won? £4.60.
Which isn't bad from a 20p bet. Yeah, it's a huge profit.
Barely get a drink for that.
It's not about what you win, it's about the winning and the profit in it.
Okay, but maybe you could stretch to like a fiver or something this year.
Easy girl.
Okay, see, I don't need to worry about him becoming a gambler, which is nice. Nice thing not to have to worry about, but it might be nice if you won us some more money.
Yes. Oh, and something also very exciting, sticking with sports, is I'm an avid Crystal Palace supporter. I am the one.
Is it necessary to mention that? Are people going to be interested?
I think so, because they're coming to Marbella.
Oh, that's true.
They're coming to do their summer training camp in Marbella this week. They'll be staying at the La Quinta Hotel, I believe, and they will be playing, I'm not going to say their name because it's a very difficult name to pronounce, but they are playing the Norwegian champions.
Wow.
And I was super excited because I haven't seen Crystal Palace play for years, because obviously I live here now and I can't just nip back on a Saturday afternoon to watch them play.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they're over here in a summer camp playing a game.
Summer?
I said summer.
No, I know, I'm just thinking it's not summer, is it? It's been raining most of the week.
Well, they call it summer. I don't know why they call it summer.
No.
Camp. Anyway, don't pick hairs.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Yes, I was super excited, looked it up, and they are playing Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So I can do that. Then I looked down a bit further. And it said, being played behind closed doors.
Oh, no.
So I won't be seeing Crystal Palace play.
Well, can't you like stand outside in the hope that you catch a glimpse with your phone and your autograph pad?
I think that's only a fraction away from being like one of those really weird people.
I never said you weren't.
I won't be doing that.
Oh, you should. You shouldn't do it on your own, though, because that is weird. So if there's any Crystal Palace fans listening, please get in touch and then you can hang out with PJ.
We can go and get autographs and everything.
Sounds great fun. And we should mention, because people often say there isn't a lot of culture here in Marbella, and there is, there is. There's museums and stuff. And
stuff.
There's also a few theatre groups. We're members of the International Theatre Studio, which is based in the kind of Marbella area. And there is a play reading happening this week, which we're particularly excited to see because it is my dad.
Yes, it's not about your dad.
No, no, it's Educating Rita. So it's just a two-hander.
That theatre talk for two people.
Yes, well done. So my dad is playing the role that is played by Michael Caine.
Not a lot of people know that.
I knew that you were going to do that.
Am I predictable?
Yes. And Sheila, very good friend Sheila, is playing the part of Rita.
It's called Educating
yes.
Rita.
Yes, can't believe I forgot the name. Which was played by Julie Waters in the film. And it's a big deal. Sheila's amazing. She's so good. She's done loads of theatre work before. Her Scouse accent is particularly good, isn't it?
Yes, and she's not only appearing in it, she's directing it as well, which is very unusual.
Yeah, amazing.
And hard to do.
Definitely. She's doing a great job. And my dad, it's a big thing for him because he hasn't done anything like this before. It's a rehearsed play reading, which basically means you have a script in front of you. You are supposed to have had lots of rehearsals, so you're not literally standing there with the script glued to your
and
face.
And you're on a stage with props and a basic set.
Yeah, and costumes as well. They've got a couple of costume changes. And so, yeah, we're so excited. So I'm really proud of my dad doing this. It's a real big thing for him. He's trying a lot of new things in the last few years since my mum has gone.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, love it.
And if you're listening to this before Wednesday, then you can still get tickets at the internationaltheatrestudio.org. And it's happening on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. The actual curtain goes up, so you need to be there a little bit before that. If you haven't got tickets and you wanted to go, then just take a look at the website and you can buy online.
And it's at El Ingenio Theatre in San Pedro. Exciting!
Very.
Okay, that's it, isn't it? There's nothing much else to say about our week.
No, I think we've pretty much covered everything.
Okay, we'll say goodbye then.
Goodbye.
Have a good week. Bye.